Hi, my name is Ben Hodes, Senior Program Manager for Project Sienna, and in this video, I'd like to introduce you to a new feature in Beta 3, Interactive Charts. So the app I'm going to build today is all about movies. You can see I've already gotten started here, and I've actually imported a datasheet that contains information about movie genres, how many movies were in a genre, how much those movies made, and then also a list of some specific examples of movies. The first thing I want to do is actually visualize the genre information using a pie chart. To do that, I'll go to my Visuals gallery, go to Charts, and add a pie chart. I'll have it pick up the movie genre information, change the font color so I can see it a little easier. There you go. Next, I actually want this chart to drive a column chart where I can view specific details of movies in the genre. To do that, I'll add another chart, this time a column chart, and we'll have it pick up movies from our movie list. Bring it over here. And I will similarly change the font color. Now, of course, I only want to see movies that are specific to the genre in the pie chart that I've selected. So let's go ahead and filter this chart. I want to filter my movie list where I only see movies from the pie chart. And only see where those are in the actual tags for the movies. Lastly, I think it'd be a neat little feature if these bars actually picked up the color of the pie slice that's been selected. To do that, I'll go to Fill and say simply give me the pie chart selected color. And now you see as I go through and select sci-fi, I'll see sci-fi. Oh, one last little thing. On the bottom here, we actually want to see the names of the movies. So to do that, we'll go back into data, back into our items, use this little guy that'll tell me which column, I can pick which column to display, and then instead of my info column, I actually want to see the name column. There we go, now I can see the names of my movies. And of course, if I go into family, I see family movies, action movies, and so on. Lastly, I want to actually be able to drill in and see specific details of a movie that I would select. To do this, I'll add a navigate action to navigate to a second screen where I can view details. I'll add an on select action, say navigate to screen 2, and then click through. I've already laid out some of my presentation controls here, and so now it's just a simple matter of showing the selected image. We'll bring in the title, bring in the rating, the runtime, how much money this movie made. And since this is dollars, I'll go ahead and add a little bit more formatting. And finally, the movie details. That's all there is to it. I'm going to go into preview mode. And now when I go back, if I wanted to see what family movies were available, and then I wanted to find out more information about Frozen, I can click in just like that. In our next video, I'll show you how to extend this app with live data from web services and introduce another new feature of Beta 3, one-click connected visuals. So I hope you enjoyed this video. For more tips, tricks, videos, downloads, and more, please visit us online at microsoft.com/projectsienna. Thank you very much.